96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. There was a lot of excitement about two new Walmart stores planned for D.C.'s Ward 7, one in Northeast at the Capitol Gateway Marketplace and the other one at the Skyland Town Center in Southeast. That excitement is now gone and replaced with anger and a lot of questions after Walmart backed out last week. Well, joining me to talk about this are Ward 7 D.C. Council Member Yvette Alexander and at-large D.C. Council Member Vincent Orange. If you're listening and have any questions or comments about this, give us a call. We are taking questions listening to you tonight at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Council Members Orange and Alexander, thank you both for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Let me start with you, Council Member Alexander. What happened?
Well, you know, Walmart made a deal originally to locate to five locations, and we hear on Friday, as they made the announcement Friday morning, that they would not continue to build the two stores expected in Ward 7.
How did you find out about this?
Well, I actually found out from a Walmart representative early Friday morning by a phone call.
Mm-hmm. What was that explanation? What did they tell you?
The explanation was that due to budget constraints and performance and a lot of stores that they were losing money and the business as a whole decided that they were closing almost 300 stores globally and they would not be building any new stores.
Councilmember Orange, your feelings about this. Everyone seems to be very upset about this. Are you surprised that this has happened?
I'm not surprised at all because Walmart has been disingenuous from the beginning. Walmart never wanted to build the five stores. Councilmember Alexander and I were both in Las Vegas when they were told specifically that if you do not build at Skyline and east of the river, you cannot build anywhere in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
But even with that, there was still always that uneasy feeling that they were only doing what they thought was necessary to get the first three stores built. And when you now, in hindsight, you look back where we had the large retailers bill when we were trying to get $12.50 per hour for workers in the District of Columbia. And even at that time, they made it clear, well, if you pass that bill, then we will not come. So it actually started before, you know, it's been going on for a very long time, and now it's just been the buildup. And I think what is most disingenuous, if you read their news release on this matter, where they say that they are shutting down their express stores. However, they will continue to build the super centers. Well, these are super centers. They still plan to build 30 super centers across this nation, yet they cannot build in Washington, D.C., and they have caused us a tremendous amount of pain and damage, and we should be made whole.
Well, we reached out to Walmart today, and while we did not hear from them today, we do have their statement from Friday, and I'm going to read it in its entirety, where it says, as a part of a broad strategic review of our existing portfolio and pipeline, we've concluded opening two additional stores in Washington, D.C. is not viable at this time. Our experience over the last 3 years operating our current stores in D.C. has given us a fuller view on building and operating stores in the district. This decision will not affect our three existing stores, and we look forward to continuing serving these customers in the future. When you were talking about that conversation that you were having with Walmart executives in Las Vegas, Councilmember Orange, I would imagine this was an agreement but not a contract and the like. But, you know, nevertheless, from your opinion, what does this do to the city? And I want you to answer that same question, Councilmember Alexander.
Well, first of all, we would have thought that the executive would have executed a contract. We're just now hearing that all this was based on a handshake, and that's not the way you conduct business. You conduct business, you get your attorneys. Once the verbal agreement or if there's a handshake, then you reduce it to writing, and you have those clauses in case there is a breach. And that's just standard operating procedure. And at this point in time, I'm sure folks are having FOIA requests and people are looking to try to find the document. But what's being reported in the news that this is all based on a handshake. And if that's the case, that's deplorable because, you know, you can't go into court with the handshake and sue. The Rappaport companies that that's supposed to be part of this deal, they've expended a tremendous amount of capital. And then also all the businesses that were located there, they no longer exist. People lost jobs. People were displaced from their homes.
But let me stop you there. And before you answer, Councilmember Alexander, I want to take a phone call. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about the Walmart situation in D.C. Last week, Walmart announced that it would not be building two additional stores, one in Northeast D.C. and one in Southeast D.C., both of those in Ward 7. Marvin, calling from Southeast D.C. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Go right ahead.
I'm calling because, you know, Councilmember Orange, he introduced this Large Retailers Act. And, you know, he did a great job in that. And we saw Mayor Gray veto the bill. The bill would have made sure that Walmart gave workers a high minimum wage. And thanks to Mayor Gray, he slow walked this whole deal. And he really put us in this situation that we're in right now. I want to know what we're going to do right now to fix it.
Councilmember Alexander, you first, and then Mr. Orange.
Well, you're exactly right. You know, the whole deal was slow-balled, and I'm really disappointed with that. And he is at fault when it comes to that. However, what we're going to do, Marvin, we're still working with the executives at Walmart. And if not, because we have two major developments in Ward 7, Skyland and Capitol Gateway, we will have to attract, if that's the case, new retailers to come to those developments so we can get it going. They are ready to go. But it's one thing that we need to keep in mind, that Walmart has signed leases with the developers at both of those locations, so they're not quite off the hook yet.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Shante calling from Northeast. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind? Shante, are you there? Give us a call back if you can. Let's go to Cole calling from Southeast. Cole, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Well, I guess I want to say that I'm very disgusted that they didn't follow through on the Ward 8 Walmart. I'm a Ward 8 resident, and I was really looking forward to that, you know, that those stores coming through, because I thought that that would bring employment for the teenagers, and it would just give the town a better look. Now, at this point, it kind of looked like a ghost town because they tore down a lot of stores that was already up there. Mm-hmm. So now it leaves us like more of a less place to shop at, because at least we did have a few of those stores there, but most of those stores have all been tore down, and now it looks like just one big empty lot. Mm.
Right. Well, Cole, thank you for your phone call.
And Harold,
I appreciate
to be clear,
it. Sure, go ahead.
Skyland is actually in Ward 7, ma'am, but it does border Ward 8. So that was going to actually serve residents in both Ward 7 and 8.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about Walmart pulling the plug on two stores in Ward 7 here in the District of Columbia. You can give us a call if you have a question or comment about it. Of course, we still will be taking your phone calls after 7:30. Councilmember Orange, again, what does this mean for the next move for the district? Walmart is a big, big player, not just in America. I mean, it's a world player. It is the most successful retailer in the world. and at some 269 stores coming along with this announcement that they are closing, whatever they are, does it give you some pause? Is there any part of you that says, well, yeah, I understand, or do you think there's something else going on here?
Well, I think it's clear as the day that the District of Columbia has been played. They came in, they built the three stores in the areas where they felt that they could get access to the disposable income.
Hmm.
And then when it came to east of the river, they took a look and they thought that they could not get the sales that they desired. Now, I believe that was the case all along. Of course, it's easy to play Monday morning quarterback, but at the same time, second store that should have been built in the District of Columbia should have been east of the river.
Hmm.
Because of the reluctance and the fact that they had to be pressured just to come up with the agreement. Now, in terms of next steps, one step is we have to look and see what our legal remedies can be with this project. Now, we're talking about a $200 million project that was named Prominent Living, Shopping, and Gathering Place, 300,000 square feet of retail, 475 residential units. This is a major project. So we've been damaged. Our people have been damaged. People have lost jobs. So that's one area to look at. But at the same time, we still have to plan for the future.
I need to take a break. When we come back, we are going to continue this conversation. And if you're on the phone, Sandra calling from Glenarden, David calling from Southeast, and Pat also on the phone, please do not hang up. You will be able to hear the program. We are going to take as many calls as we can on this a very critical issue, Walmart pulling out of plans for two stores east of the river in the District of Columbia. So please stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation in just a few seconds.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR.